This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Sam Redstone, who is the CEO of M Pavilion. Sam, thanks so much for coming on the line.
Thanks very much for having me.
Now, it sounds like after a bit of an unfortunate wait because of COVID, things are kicking into gear for you guys again. And you and you've got something exciting happening with a new commission from MAPS Studio from Venice. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Our feeling now, particularly with the announcement complete, is summer is coming. It's very exciting. Oh,
congratulations, by the way.
And thank you for that announcement too. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
So MAPS Studio are based in Venice, and they've been working on this design for 2 years because, of course, this would have been last year's pavilion. And last year, we took 100 different routes to finding our way to still staging a program with our hundreds of collaborators from all over Melbourne and Australia. And it was an incredibly successful season, but there's no doubt that there's a real sense of excitement for us that we're now returning to the Queen Victoria Gardens to open on November the 11th with this extraordinary expression of joy, I'd say.
And Queen Victoria Gardens, Sam, is the one that's just opposite the road from the NGV, isn't it?
That's correct. Just opposite the NGV, there's a Pathfinder statue there. It looks like a hammer thrower, and that's where every summer, this is the seventh pavilion and our eighth season, we've been commissioning an architect from around the world to take a very open brief to the same location and use the same foundations even to have a completely different response, an intervention, if you like, to then generate a program of public events in response to that. So creatively we follow that practice, but also we try to challenge and introduce new ideas and really through that reaction develop a conversation with the public about design and the role of design in our cities.
Absolutely. It's such an important part of the arts precinct there and something I look forward to seeing every single year, and just facilitates so many interesting talks and performances. Could you tell us how you go about actually choosing a designer? Like what's the process of this?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because in fact on Tuesday, now that we've released the design, we think it's important that people can see the design before we really get stuck into the Expressions of Interest program. Mm. But we've got an incredible community of people we've worked with, some people we've worked with every year, but we actively try to meet new people, connect with new communities through our Expressions of Interest program. So our creative director, Jen Zielinska, has worked with the team to develop a series of themes over the 4 months of the season. By sharing the physicality of the structure and the narrative of the summer, we then invite people to come back with their ideas for what they might like to do in the space. And then we include as much as we can. Having created the pavilion, one of the things that's really wonderful about it is it makes the barrier to entry to creating an event very low. It's possible for us on the Smell of an Oily Rag to bring together a community discussion, a talk, and then from that, you can scale up to art interventions or performance, dance, music. But it's really important, I think. One of the things I love about it is it's quite unplugged. Mm. And so we really get to this sense of what we described as proximity. When we're thinking last year, what do we need to hold on to as we take our program to different locations? We thought proximity is one of the things that we create at M Pavilion, where you can be there listening to the Lord Mayor talking about public housing and be in conversation with the Lord Mayor and participate and let them know what you think maybe ask them of your own questions. So that's maybe just one little example, but that's one of the things that we think really makes it a space that democratizes.
Absolutely.
So Tuesday morning...
Please go on.
I was just going to say, for Tuesday morning, that Expression of Interest newsletter goes out, and then through our website, we try to make it as simple as possible for people to share their idea and come back to us on that. And while there is a closing date, we just share that really to give you a sense of the operation. We're always open to ideas, and we try really hard to include things, even if it's at the last minute.
Fantastic. And I was going to say that I see online you also have a competition for the design of the M Pavilion chairs as well. Is that right?
Yes, yes. So we've commissioned a piece of furniture each year. In the first year, it was actually by the architect. And then over the years that followed, we took different paths. And last year, because we didn't have a pavilion to work with and we were going to different spaces, we ran a competition in collaboration with Melbourne Fringe, because our foundation actually supports the Melbourne Fringe Furniture Program, which is now the Fringe Design Program. And we were able to connect with the people who had gone through the Melbourne Fringe Furniture Program and invite them to compete for the commission. We had five finalists, and then we gave the commission to a really fantastic chair that really made some fun out of this issue of social distancing, where the back of the chair helped you space 1.5 metres all around. and we found that a really rewarding process. For us, everything about M Pavilion is about the sum of the parts. The pavilion itself is like a crucible or a catalyst, and it's what the people bring to it that really matters. And as we've gone on year, these additional commissions have become very rich opportunities to take those design conversations further in people's practice and to celebrate their work. And it was really exciting to see last year's designers go on to receive other commissions in really prominent ways. And they deserve every success, but I hope that we were part of that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And so I know that over the years you've had a few other international designers doing the architecture for M Pavilion. What made you choose MAP Studio from Venice, and what was part of the briefing for them when creating a design?
So every year, one of the things, my boss, Naomi Milgram, who's the patron of the foundation, she holds the commission quite closely and works with a group of people to think about what would be the best way to drive the conversation forward. And one of the things that we were really struck by with MAP was MAP Studios are two people who are partners in life and partners in practice. They absolutely, having met them when they came out 18 months ago, it was extraordinary to watch them thinking as two brains, thinking as one person, and finishing each other's sentences, and a very respectful, very, very detailed and creative thought. And for us, that's the story that we're really excited to be sharing. This is, in architectural terms, a young practice. They're about my age, it's just late 40s. And they've done extraordinary work in Italy with interventions in existing environments as a adaptive reuse, and to an extraordinary level of creating new spaces in old cities. And for us, that's an important topic, because as we think about sustainability in cities and 10% of the world's carbon coming from concrete, there's a real opportunity to make a rapid gain by reusing so much, not always starting again. And so part of it is their practice and their adaptive reuse that really attracted us. But a really big part of it is to explore how two people collaborate in this special way and then use that as a starting point for conversations about how all people collaborate. And we'll explore that through our talks program.
Oh, fantastic. And so when will we be seeing this up and running? Are there already designs online that we can check out in the meantime?
Yep. So having sat in this for a very long time, last Thursday we shared it with a media link, and then Friday we had the Living Cities Forum, which was going to be at Deakin Edge and at Federation Square. And of course it had to go online, but that did mean that three capital cities of people stuck at home could all join in. And at the end of the Living Cities Forum, all of which is still there online to see, we closed it with the launch of the M Pavilion design, with an interview with Amy Muir, a prominent architect here in Melbourne, interviewing Francesco Intradi. And then they have a showreel, if you like, a four-minute video that takes you through a whole series of renders, and they talk about their reasoning. It's a very considered, beautiful design. It's a three-dimensional mesh filled with angled reflectors that goes up to a height of 8 metres. And they call it the light catcher. And for us, it was designed before COVID, but it's such a wonderful expression of optimism as it seeks to capture ideas and reflect them out and capture them, bring them in. It's a big part of their thinking about why reflectors were going to be such a prominent part. It's also very open to the air, and so there's no firm walls or no firm ceiling. And so we expect to be using it in the round and having a very easy COVID-safe environment without that needing to be a prominent operational, driven thing. And so So yeah, really well timed in that way. So all of the visuals are now available on our website, mpavilion.org.
Fantastic. It sounds really poetic as well. I love a bit of architecture that comes with some metaphor and sort of consideration for the community too. Sam, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Oh, thank you for letting us share our story. Looking forward to your listeners joining our program.
Oh, I can't wait. We'll absolutely be down there.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Sam Redston here, who's the CEO of the M Pavilion, here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.